This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Listen to my friends each week, OJ. And I'm here, I guess. Jake's cool and smart and fun. Talks about girls and drugs that he does. Amir's kinda smart too, but mostly Jake on If I Were You.
It is Chic from Teddy Weeks.
That's really cool because that song built me up and it tore you down.
Well, this guy wrote two songs, one with an emphasis on you and the other an emphasis on me.
When are you going to play?
Because I fear that it might put me down and I don't want to hear that.
It's neat when it's good about me, but it's not that great if it's not.
Yeah, it's like tragedy is when I stub my toe and comedy is when you fall into an open manhole and die.
Bitch.
Yeah. Teddy Weeks wrote that. We'll play my version at the end of the episode, but I thought you needed that attaboy at the top
to
get yourself in character.
And I do, and I think we should actually play that same version to close the episode. Everybody, thanks for listening. Let's go.
Right now?
Yeah.
What a short episode.
We'll do 22 minutes of ads.
This guy came out with a record called We Can Go Anywhere by the Expanding Universe, and it's available on iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud.
Oh.
So there you go. We Boom. Can Go Anywhere by The Expanding Universe. Thanks, Teddy.
Cool.
And thanks to you guys for listening. This is a rare Sunday episode of our show. Is this a suicide Sunday for you?
No, I'm feeling good. Feeling lit.
Lit as AF?
Yeah. I went out last night, but I ate a lot of dinner, so I had a nice, healthy base.
Oh, so you didn't get too drunk or too hungover.
No, but I got two drinks and then one drink after dinner. I think three is that's a nice amount. And then you go to sleep and you wake up and it's fine.
Yeah, it is. We're going to reach a point where it's like, wait a minute, why did I always drink to get trashed?
Yeah.
I always drank too much on purpose.
It's weird, but you know what? I know that when we're in Canada, I'm going to do that not once, twice, but probably thrice.
We are going to Canada this week.
Yeah, so it's Sunday. We go to Canada tomorrow.
Yeah, on Monday. So, yeah, we're recording this on July 23rd. We leave on July 24th, and our show is Tuesday, July 25th.
It might be sold out by now.
Wow, that's baller, dude.
And it might not be.
Awesome, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, at least we tried.
What's not sold out is the Wednesday show.
What?
The Wednesday show. We've got a HeadGum Live show on Wednesday. Are you crying?
What's that about?
We got Twinnovation. We got Black Men Can't Jump. We have John Gabris and who the fuck knows what mystery guest, but they'll probably be Dave Chappelle.
And that's going to be us hosting. So we're going to introduce, we're going to be doing comedy in between the shows, and then you're going to be hosting Twinnovation.
Yeah, I still don't have an idea.
So if you're looking for a Wednesday show, in addition to the Tuesday show, tickets available at jakeandamir.com, ifireyoushow.com, and probably the Montreal comedy, Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
HaHaHa.com. And real quick before we, I also want to mention two things. One, if you have a festival pass, you can get into Wednesday.
Okay.
You can get into Wednesday's show.
Okay.
Two.
I was
getting a lot of snaps from people that were like, come to Toronto.
Yeah.
And we're not doing that this year.
No.
We are not going to Toronto probably for another year.
Bombshell.
Sadly.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long of a drive it is from Toronto, T-Dot, to
it is
MTL.
9.5 hours.
That's not that bad.
That's
so
not
I'll
that
see you
bad.
Guys there on Wednesday.
You're going to want to leave now so you can get there tomorrow. No, I think it's just a couple hours.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Fuck.
So hopefully we'll see you there.
All my Canadians, come out. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, do it. We. But as far as today, this is an advice show, an advice podcast. It's called If I Were You. It's the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by
us.
I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And people will email us, ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. These people are in serious need of our help.
They're in trouble.
It's actually really, really in need of our help.
Yeah.
So why don't we try to answer a few questions and help some people out. There's a fun one today. It was a short and sweet one that I posed on Twitter to see if we can get some insight. Did
I saw
you see that?
I was, yes. And I couldn't see the results. So,
all right.
Because you told me not to vote unless I was a girl.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. This is the question, just so we get into it. What do you want to call this guy?
Braylock.
That's good. Braylock.
From Black Man Can't Jump.
Braylock writes, if I see a girl on a dating app that I know in real life, would it come across as creepy to track her down on other social media and send her a message there instead? Thanks. Love, Braylock.
So it's a real simple question.
It's a real simple question. Can you notice a girl on a dating app and then just slide right into her DMs?
Right, because...
Or is that creepy?
The whole point of matching on a dating app is like, oh, I win. Now I can message them.
Right. Can you just bypass the match part and say, fuck it, I see her Instagram.
Right. I can DM her on here.
Okay.
She follows me on Twitter. That's fine.
So real quick, there's a lot of nuance. There's like a lot of people post, well, if this, then what about this? What about this? But overall, blanket statement I posed on Twitter, if one sees a girl on a dating app, would it come across as creepy to DM her on another social media app? And I told only women to vote. And right now there's 2,000 votes.
Not bad.
And 70% said, yes, it's creepy. And 30% said, no, it's totally fine.
All right.
So
there's the answer.
Yeah, well.
I think there's a lot of gray area, though.
Gray area.
And we should discuss the gray.
So one of the grays is...
if you know that person in the first place?
Yeah, if you know that person in the first place. And some lady wrote, it depends on if she has her handle in the profile. Or you went and searched for her.
Mm.
So if like on her Tinder profile, it's like, hey, add me on Instagram, and it has her name.
A lot
that's
of people integrate
creepy.
Their Instagram to their Tinder so people can see their photos.
Right,
that doesn't
so
mean that they want
purpose.
People to slide into their DMs.
That's true too. If it's not a match, then it's creepy, writes Marita.
Ooh, I would almost think it's more creepy if you match, they don't respond to you on Tinder, and you're like, well, let's find out on Instagram.
On the DMs. Yeah, some people said you'd have to match a few times. Some people said it's happened to me, and I've done it too. The best move is to follow and build up compliments, I think. So you don't DM right away. You follow, see if they follow back.
Yeah.
Then you slide in.
I think I would have said it's creepy if you say anything about the dating app. Like, if you just, like, slide into somebody's DMs totally innocuously, and
yeah.
you just use seeing them on a dating app to know that they're single... Like, say you have a friend who you've always thought had a boyfriend or something, but then you see her on Tinder.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily want to swipe her right because you're like, it'll be weird if we match.
Right.
But then you could theoretically just pursue another avenue of communication.
So you don't even swipe. You just get that information.
Yeah. I mean, I probably would have swiped right. But I'm just like, I'm picking at all this, all the possibilities here.
Here's an interesting answer from Noel. It's usually creepy, but there's always a 0.01% chance that I accidentally rejected someone and they find me and I'm happy they did. And then I said, how often does this happen? What social media sites do they pursue you most often? And she said, Instagram number one, either a follow or a DM or a Facebook message, which is creepier.
Hmm. Yeah, this is another segment or hell, even another podcast idea. But we become some sort of like social code experts. We use the people who write into our podcast who experience all these dating things, and we ask these age-old questions.
The follow-ups.
Yeah, and we...
Live follow-ups.
Mm-hmm, we get like a smattering, a... what's a scientific word for this? Like we just
sample size.
Yeah, sample size. We accumulate some data.
And yeah,
we let people know what the right answer is.
We formulate a hypothesis and we test it. So this person specifically asked, if I see a girl on a dating app that I know in real life, would it come across as creepy to track her down and send her a message there instead?
I feel like the answer is always, are you creepy? Because I'm normal. So yeah. When I do it, it's okay.
If you're hot and nice, it's good. And the ladies will like it. But and if like, you're bad and creepy, they won't like
it. Yeah. If you generally creep people out, creeps, you know who you are.
If you're a creep. And this is how if you know you're a creep. If you don't know if you're a creep, maybe you're a creep.
Ooh.
Yeah. So like you know you're not a creep. And if someone's like, I don't know if I am a creep. Am I a creep?
Your nails are so long, Cyrus.
If your name is Cyrus, for example, you're a creep. Why does Facebook... I also heard that Facebook makes it creepier. Because it's like a personal... It's like almost like finding them on a public listing page rather than just their Instagram.
I don't know why it is, but it's true. Maybe it's because like Facebook... has so much information on it.
Yeah.
So when you get a message on Facebook, you're like, wow, this is like, I don't know. It's almost like knocking on your door and then like somebody talking to you on Instagram is like, that's sort of like a flirtation at a bar. That one's more normal.
Have you ever done this?
Back in the day, I would write Facebook messages, but this is pre-Instagram.
From a dating app?
No. I wouldn't like see somebody on a dating app and then find. I don't even think I ever like tried to follow someone on Instagram after seeing them on Tinder.
Yeah. I would
not do this.
I think I followed somebody and I was like, oh, we didn't match. I'll follow them and hope they notice me.
Yeah.
But they didn't. Oftentimes, right. the dating app is a good litmus test as to whether or not they're interested.
Yeah. I would definitely not DM or message someone I didn't know after seeing them on a dating app. That, to me, is creepy as fuck. I would only do it if it was somebody that I had a relationship with already.
So you're ready to upgrade this to creepy AF.
Now that I understand, if that's like the way the question is phrased, like saw someone on Tinder, then but they didn't match and he wants to like DM them on some form of social media.
Yeah.
I think that's too creepy.
Well, the results, like we said earlier, are in on Twitter, and 70% say creep. But 30% said it's fine, and sometimes it says I accidentally rejected someone, they find me, and I'm happy they did.
Yeah.
So even if there's a 70% chance of you being a creep, maybe it's fine, because
I don't know.
3 out of 10 times it leads to an amazing
relationship. I don't trust the Twitter poll, because I think some guys took that. I think some guys answered just to see what was what.
Yeah, 30% all from dudes saying it's totally fine.
Yeah, I bet that number is higher if we actually...
18% from guys named Cyrus.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Clicking with their very, very long, filthy fingers.
Somebody said it's only creepy if it's you. So that's...
There you go.
That hurts to hear.
It goes along with my theory, are you a creep?
Yeah.
So yes.
I'm trying to see if there's any other interesting... I've seen people's bios be like, DM me because I don't check the app. So that would be an example of when it's not creepy.
Yeah.
And I've also heard of people using Bumble or dating apps to just grow their Instagram numbers. Have you seen that?
Oh, no.
Or it's like a lot of really attractive pictures like, hey, I don't check this app, but add me on Instagram.
That's so funny.
I should do that.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, I don't check this app, but come to our Montreal show.
That's a smart idea.
Yeah. Well, is that flagged for...
That's my Twinnovation pitch now, actually.
Oh, that's good. Just using Tinder as mobile advertising. All right, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about female orthodontistry questions.
Of course.
Female orthodontistry questions. Did you ever have a female orthodontist?
No, my orthodontist's name was Dr. Kim, and it was a man.
Oh, that's good. So let's call this lady Kim.
Cool.
Dr. Kim writes, brace yourself for a sticky situation.
Nice.
I'm a 19-year-old college student, and I'm about to get braces in a few days. I haven't been completely bummed about it because a lot of people have been trying to reassure me that about them, even though I'll have them on for at least 2 years. I just have one silly problem. In addition to the braces, I'll be getting an expander at the top of my mouth for about 6 months, so I'm worried I won't be able to participate in oral sex. I'm pretty much single, and I'm afraid this might be a deal breaker for some. Am I overreacting? I do like to give oral to guys. I'd appreciate any sort of advice. Thanks. P.S. Amir, you had braces, right? How was that experience?
Yeah, how was giving all those dudes head?
I actually didn't give any dudes head.
Oh, yeah, right. You?
What I would do is I'd put the little expander key on their cock. And every month when I had to crank it open a little bit,
wow,
I'd give someone a head.
I love it.
Did you ever have an expander?
Yeah, I did.
That's so fucking archaic. I had that shit too.
Is it archaic? I don't think people are still getting it.
I know, but it seems so like medieval. It's like a metal plate.
It's a torture device.
It's a metal plate on the roof of your mouth. And every like week or two, I guess my mom would just stick a little key in and like give it a half turn. And it would slightly expand your teeth.
Yeah.
So subtly. But it would... Basically, it felt like someone was pushing your teeth, and your teeth would be sore and hurt for like a day or two after.
Of course, I never had the key. My sister did. I think my orthodontist maybe like expanded it once or something.
But that's what braces were too. You had braces on, and then every month you would go and they would tighten it, right?
Yep, tighten it, and then also you would you had the bands. The bands would like pull your jaw.
Oh yeah, the bands that went from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, is there no better way? Has science not figured out a way to move teeth instantly, like a nose job up for your teeth? So it's like, we can give you braces for 3 years.
I think they have.
Or I can break your fucking mouth right now and reset all your teeth.
It's like veneers. They grind all your teeth down and they
I want them to remove all my teeth and put them back in an orderly fashion.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think your teeth like are connected to nerves and stuff. It's probably pretty hard.
Yeah.
But why do your teeth have to be connected to nerves? Maybe they should. But then you could just bite stuff without worrying about it hurting.
Have you ever heard of the braces that go on the inside of your mouth? Like, I think that's what some actors do.
Well, people also do like the Invisalign stuff.
Yeah, but Invisalign only works like for a minor adjustments. I don't think they're like straight up braces.
Gotcha.
Braces are like metal wires that'll eventually move your teeth over years.
So painful.
Yeah. And then you go to the orthodontist. You're like, is this the day I'm going to get it off? They're like, let's go 3 more months. You're like, oh, that ruined my summer, doc.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
The doctor doesn't care because he sees kids all the time. For you, it's a fucking death sentence.
When I got my braces on, they like didn't put the wire in the top right away. They just put the brackets on because they were like, it's going to hurt your teeth too much because like they did the bottom bracket and they were like, well, we're not going to put the wire in the top. So I just had the fucking... the bracket stuff glued to my top teeth doing nothing. For like, I don't know how long it was.
It must have been a year and a half before the doctor was like, I legit think it was like a month
or maybe it was weeks, but like, it's weird. You don't really have a sense of time when you're 13.
It's hard. It's a weird, tough thing. How long did you have your braces on for?
I think 2.5 years maybe. Second, 8th grade to like 10th-ish. I remember I like got my braces off and my license in the same month.
Wow.
I glowed up, you know?
Best month ever.
It really was.
I had braces late. I had like from 10th until right before college. This lady is 19 getting them. So I never even thought about like sex stuff when I was having braces.
Having braces in college is tough. But I think as creepy as this sounds, some dudes are like, think braces are cute. People are into it.
Yeah, you said that once, right?
Yeah, I'm creepy. I like braces. I think they're cute.
But the expander too, would that ruin dome?
I'm uniquely equipped to answer this question because one of the first blowjobs I ever received was from somebody with an expander.
Jesus.
And I take 6 months off. Take the time.
It was grinding?
I had a
little cheese grinder in her mouth.
I had a cut afterwards.
From the expander.
Yeah, and I didn't know, it was like so early on in my blowjob time that I didn't know that it wasn't supposed to hurt a little. I was like, I was like, it's pretty good. It's a little painful, but I liked it.
She grinded and grated the roof of my dick.
Yeah, I went home and I like found dried blood on my
Jesus Christ,
in my underwear on my dick, and it was
maybe
bueno.
I think they have little expansion packs for your expanders, so you can put like a little a little gummy palette at the top to like make head taste better.
Can you
and
really?
And then you could put like little other things like that.
That sounds like a weird
That could be your Twinnovation idea.
So I could, more teens can give each other oral.
expander packs.
I also remember when my grind guard came, like, or not the grind, the expander came off, like all this old food fell out
the
roof of my mouth. Like there a was fucking muffin from 6 months earlier.
A mouse lands on your tongue and scurries off. It had built
and back
in there.
Into my stomach.
A bat. had made a little attic house in the roof of your mouth.
Insane.
Am I just overreacting? Writes this lady. She's adequately reacting.
Yeah. I really don't think you should blow anybody for 6 months.
Wow, that's also what the orthodontist told her.
It's fine. That's pretty long time. It's like not that long of a time. 6 months.
Yeah. That's fine. I haven't given head in much longer than that.
Since you had your braces.
All right. Braces are fine, right? Because they're on the outside of your teeth.
Yeah,
That don't get in the way.
You're right there.
What if you like sort of mush your tongue against the top of your palate expander or the bottom of it? Mm. Can you blow someone that's under your tongue and then hitting the floor of your mouth?
You probably wouldn't be able to get the dick very deep if it's under your tongue. It like goes back an inch or two.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the guy would like it fine.
Sure, of course.
If you lick someone's dick and without putting it in your mouth, it's still like pretty sweet.
That's also what the orthodontist told me. Whoa, you are arresting me, which is fine. I get that a lot.
I deserve this.
I'm not here for sex advice is all. All right, so take a little break. Don't worry, some guys like braces. And you know what? It seems like a long time now, but you're going to have great teeth going forward. It'll be, you know, great, much better in the long run.
Remember to wear your retainer afterwards.
Yeah.
Don't undo all the work.
Which is what happened to you?
Yeah, well, my dog ate my retainer, so it wasn't really like anything I could do.
But you weren't rushing to get a new one.
Well, it went 2 days. That's the earliest my orthodontist could see me.
And then you got a new retainer?
Yeah, I have a new retainer, but it is as crooked as my teeth are now, so there's not really a point in wearing it. You know what I mean?
Wow, one of your teeth just fell out. all right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more questions and answers after this. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022.
Mm-hmm. You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app
That
finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
kind of
dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. And we're back.
What's up?
Your mom started a business.
Yeah, my mom is a 21st century woman.
And she hasn't paid for an advertisement, so we can't quite talk about what that business is.
That's so...
But we assure you, it is an interesting one. And if you do your due diligence, perhaps you can find what that business is. And until I get cash from your mama,
she actually promised us a percentage of sales.
Proceed.
Mrs. Hurwitz, you showed your hand.
You've overplayed it and underplayed it. What is it? What's the biz?
My mother has made the best cookies in the world.
I can attest to that.
As long as I have been alive, and probably before.
Yeah.
And I recently implored her to start selling them, and she is going to, from the domain name jakesmomscookies.com/cookie.bit.ly/cbz/.
No, it's just jakesmomscookies.com.
Yeah. And if you live in America, you can order
Which you should do.
You can order my mother's cookies. She's going to bake you a batch lovingly and send them to you.
So up until now, the only way to eat Jake's mom's cookies was to know Jake personally,
yes,
like I did. And I got to eat the cookies, and they are the best cookies ever. They remain soft forever. And if you are lucky enough to eat them fresh, they're the best thing you've ever tasted.
Yes. And I've frozen them and microwaved them, and they hold up pretty dang good there, too.
You can at least see the pictures of these cookies. I mean, my God. They are thick, soft, and delicious.
And oh so chewy and chocolatey.
But now, best part yet, you can actually have Jake's mom make you cookies.
Which is insane.
And deliver them. And she'll send them to you overnight?
Yeah, send them to you.
Jesus. This website looks great, by the way.
It's a Squarespace.
Did you make it?
No, my sister did.
Very good.
Yeah. The Hurwitzes are all very, very talented. Everybody but Micah.
Order a dozen of Jake's mom's cookies, and they'll be perfectly packaged and delivered to your doors. What if we just sell like 1,000? Is your mom able to fulfill 1,000 orders?
I very much doubt it. I think she said she wanted to do a limited run.
Okay. So so we say there's a limited run. Get them while you can.
No, let's get it 1,000 in. If she gets 1,000 orders, we'll figure something out.
Yeah. Man, if she gets 1,000 orders, I'm going to be fucking rich with the rev split.
Yeah, 90-10 in our favor. Mother, you should have never signed the podcasting agreement.
Oh, mother,
we own everything.
Take advantage of you, mother.
Oh, mother, we own your children.
Mother.
Rachel, Sarah, and Liza are my daughters now, mother.
I have them pulled in hand over fist, mother.
Samuel isn't just my daddy. He's my husband, mother.
What?
I've stolen everything from you, mother.
Including the love for me, mother. Now no one loves me more than
They're
I
my
do.
Cookies, mother.
I'm now baking them, mother. Why is this happening? I don't know the recipe,
You're
mother.
You're shoving me in the oven, mother.
It burns oh so good, mother. Jake is in the cookies.
Yes.
So you can get them right now at jakesmomscookies.com. Holy shit. I have a good feeling about this. I feel like, what's the most cookies your mom's made in one time? Like 100 for a bake sale or something?
Probably. I bet she's only ever made like 50 to 100 max, maybe for like a swim meet or a bake sale. Yeah.
We are about to put her to work.
That'd be great. Yeah, that'd be so dope. What if we could help my mom retire as a teacher and just be a fucking baker?
Well, she sells 10,000 cookies a day. She'll be a millionaire in 5 years.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. Cool. Well, maybe I'll order some because I do like them.
That'd be nice. I'd appreciate it if you would support my mother.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to say how much they cost?
$22.50.
Wow. Did you decide a dozen. Did you decide on that price point? It's less than $2 a cookie? You can charge more, you fool.
I didn't decide on the price point. She did, but...
Change it! She's costing me profits, mother!
The margins are too slim, mother!
I'm afraid we're not maximizing revenue, mother!
They're slender like my waist, mother!
There's a pull quote from you.
What did I say?
I love these cookies almost as much as I love my mother herself, writes Jake Hurwitz.
You know me. That's saying a lot.
These cookies look great. At the very least, go to the website, jakesmomscookies.com, and see how nice it looks. And then order some. I don't know. Send us a Snapchat or a tweet of you eating them. I bet you can.
So at the very least, go order them and then promote it on social media?
Yeah, if you can. At the very least. Damn, Daniel. These do look great.
Karen Canyon.
We should bring some to Montreal.
Oh, that's a solid idea.
Did you remember to pack your passport?
I have not packed yet, but I'm going to pack my passport for sure. Good. What's the weather like in Montreal?
Oh, that's
I
a
feel
good
like
question.
I always enjoy it a lot, you know?
Yeah, it's like a little cooler than New York City.
Yeah,
it doesn't
like
get too hot.
And sunny and nice.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Kind
so it's 130 there today, and it's
okay.
Hailing.
Is it going to
Tomorrow's
go?
Low is 4.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's a sleet. That's cool. An ice rain.
So this is like it's the asteroid from Armageddon weather
it's
scenario.
It's bad. Okay. It's a nasty, nasty weather. And now that I pull it up, I was on Celsius. It's actually 412 Fahrenheit.
I mean, it's the core of the earth.
It's
That's
absolutely
insane.
Magma there. It is a little rainy, but on Tuesday it should clear up.
Cool.
Just in time for our show. Highs in the 70s, low in the 60s. I mean, that's just a really nice weather.
Yeah, that's a nice long sleeve shirt weather.
Oh, weather. Oh, you're making cookies weather. All right, should we try to answer some more questions?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We got to get out of here. It's a Sunday after all. Dating app and braces we did. Oh, here's a. Do you want to answer something on crushing and something on Batman?
Ooh, I guess I'm curious. I want a Batman.
Okay. From another lady. Let's call her Mother. Hmm. Mother writes.
Mother.
I really like superheroes. Like, I'm really into superheroes. I get excited when new movies come out. I read the comics and I get into heated debates with close friends about who would win or lose fights. But here's the problem. I met a guy, and he's actually nice and intelligent enough that I don't hate everything. There's actually only one problem. He's really into Batman, and I hate Batman with a passion. He's easily the worst superhero, in my opinion, because if you take away his money, what do you have? A bitch in a bat suit. If you weren't bit by a radioactive spider or hit with lightning that contains the Speed Force, I can't take you seriously as a superhero. Of course, this is just my opinion. But when I told him that I didn't really like Batman, he kind of brushed it off and said, that's just because you don't know a lot about it. I had not told him about my obsession because my family said it was weird and I didn't want to scare him away. So should I correct him and tell him that I actually do know a lot about it because I've liked superheroes since elementary school? Or should I just keep lying so he thinks that he's teaching me something, especially since I probably know more than him? Any advice is helpful. Love, Mother.
Mother, don't let him mansplain superheroes to you.
I say you keep your trap shut and pretend he's telling you the things for the first time. Don't be yourself. be his. Hoorah!
You'll never have a husband if you belittle him.
By saying that, you know shit. Yeah, that's. I think that's the root of the problem, not the Batman issue, is the fact that you're hiding your true self from this guy. Do you like Batman?
Yeah, I like Batman. I don't think he's the strongest superhero, because obviously he's not. But you gotta, I feel like you can definitely, I don't think she should be writing off Batman as like completely worthless. I think you can, I mean, debate it with the guy. If you have heated debate with your friends, then you should have one with this dude. Maybe he'll change your mind. I think Batman, you take away his money and you have a man who really cares about justice.
Yeah, it is.
And I think that's a pretty noble fucking thing.
Yeah, I feel like he's not a superhero. It seems like he's just a hero in a suit. Like if I was in a bat suit, would I be good?
Yeah, and no, he's a hero. I don't think, maybe he's not a superhero.
This is the debate you should be having with him. You should tell him what you really like and how much you really like, and maybe he can learn more about you, and maybe he can learn more about Batman. I actually asked my friend, who's a huge comic book nerd, if Batman is not really liked by super nerds like this girl, or if that's an unpopular opinion. And he said that, if anything, nerds go out of their way to defend Batman too much. Yeah, super nerds love Batman.
Yeah, I thought that like Superman is too easy. Like he just can't be killed except for by a weird little rock.
Yeah, what if you like, don't he's just rock, everything.
He's the strongest, fastest. He can fly, shoot lasers, be invisible.
Didn't he reverse time once?
Yep, he made the Earth spin the other way, and that's reversed time.
That seems like an easy way out. Mm-hmm. That seems like it's not good writing.
Little deus ex machina right there.
Yeah, it's like inserting something that you can just, oh, by the way, it can reverse time. Mm-hmm. So that's what he can do too. Batman is maybe a little bit more nuanced. It makes it a little more accessible because he's a normal person.
Yeah, he can die. And he's got a secret identity, which is kind of fun.
So why don't
I guess all of them do.
Yeah, all right. So two issues. One, Batman's fine. And two, you are fine to tell your boyfriend that you love superheroes.
Yeah. I think you should enter the debate with an open mind. That's my one caveat.
Did you ever see Batman versus Superman?
I did.
Who won?
I'll tell you who won. Not the audience. We lost. It was awful.
I saw it three times. I must have lost $60 at the box office.
I mean, I think Lex Luthor won. I believe, and I honestly, I watched it, and I can't remember, but I'm pretty positive. Well, I know that Batman won because Superman's dead.
Yeah.
But then, Batman didn't really win because he was duped into thinking Superman was evil.
Yeah.
Killed him. Fucking whatever. It was so bad.
I feel like any superhero movie can be great or bad depending on who writes it. I don't love Batman, but I love the Christopher Nolan Batmans.
Right. For the most part, every action movie now is dope because like the action scenes are so real and awesome.
Yeah.
So you really make it or break it with the writing. And
you're kind of an action movie connoisseur in that you watch as many as possible. What would you say is the best and the worst?
Ooh, the best, probably the Christopher Nolan Batman. Like The Dark Knight, I don't think anything beats. The Avengers is more fun, and I really
like
that.
Right. Did you like Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, the writing of that's really fun too.
Yeah.
But I usually like a grittier movie. The worst.
Did you like Deadpool?
Yeah, I liked Deadpool a lot. The worst one? The worst? Suicide Squad,
Jonah Hex,
Assassin's Creed. Oh, what's that one with like Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis? I see them all. They're fucking.
You almost walked off the plane during one that was so bad. Mm-hmm. Saw you trying.
That was
to tug
November,
at,
man.
Yeah, I was just trying to tug at the emergency exit row, just desperately trying to get the door open.
Let me off of this plane.
I've had enough. All right, let's try to answer another question before we get the F.O. This one's right up your alley.
Oh.
I'm a 24-year-old guy.
Perfect, just like me.
What about your brother?
Oh, he did just turn 24. Even better.
Micah writes, I'm a 24-year-old guy and I got a bit of a problem on my hands. I'm currently in a relationship with an amazing girl for about a year and a half now. It's the first time I've ever found someone that has every quality I look for in a person. She's smart, beautiful, funny, and we have many in-depth conversations and a great sex life. However, my problem is that I wind up getting some feelings for every attractive girl I meet. I remember hearing Jake say once that he imagines a life together with every girl he meets. I feel like that, and I have the same problem. I don't ever cheat on my girlfriend, but when I'm crushing on other girls, I feel like I'm emotionally cheating on her. It's to the point where I feel like I can't even be friends with other girls because I feel like I'm cheating. This happens to me every long-term relationship, but I really want to make this one work since she's perfect for me. How do I stop having crushes on every girl? Am I an asshole? Is this a more common thing than I think? Or are some people just not built for monogamy? Help. It's a heavy one to end the show on.
Yeah. I remember one thing you said to me when there was a girl that I really liked, and let's call her Maya.
Because that was her name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, I should go out with Maya. She's everything. Like, she's perfect. And you were like, Maya's problem is that she's not 12 other girls.
Okay.
And that really resonated with me. And it made me realize, like, even though somebody's perfect for me, doesn't mean they're perfect for me right now.
I see.
So I stayed single for a little while.
Oh, because maybe this guy is too young to settle down.
I think it sounds like your heart's still racing, man. And just because you found somebody that's really great doesn't mean that they're right for you in this moment.
Yeah.
Especially if you're feeling guilty because you can't stop having feelings for so many people.
Maybe you got to treat it like a buffet, like you're starving. You're like, just give me all the food. I want it all. And then eventually you'll become so sick of eating. You're like, all I really want is one good meal.
Yeah.
And that's when you go back to this person.
With your tail between your legs and you beg her for another chance.
She's already fucking engaged to a guy who was already emotionally ready for her at age 24.
Or hell, she might be enjoying the buffet.
And that's fine too, because sometimes you're at a Vegas buffet and sometimes you're at chicken pot pie.
Yeah, if you can eat sensibly at the buffet, you could do that the rest of your goddamn life.
But me, I got eyes bigger than my stomach. Mm. And I want the pot pie. I want the pancakes. I want the eggs and I want the cheese.
You're just thinking about food now, right? What do you say to do it for this dude?
It seems like you can't stop crushing on girls. You can't convince yourself not to crush. But maybe he is at a point in his life that he's not ready to settle down. Maybe he's got to just, you know, indulge himself in these crushes. I actually don't know. We don't know here if he... if he's able to get the girls or if he just crushes on them.
Yeah, that's
like, what if it's an unattractive dude and he actually found someone? He's like, I keep having crushes on other girls, but it's not like he'll end up hooking up with any of them.
That's interesting. Well, I feel like he should still see it through.
Yeah. It is hard to tell a 24-year-old who has crushes on every girl to settle down, because that's not going to happen.
Yeah. I think when you're 24, it's okay if you're not ready to settle down.
Yeah.
It's okay if you're not ready to settle down, especially now.
Yeah, but I wonder if there's a way to, like, convince your brain not to have crushes on people? Is that like a therapy thing? We keep talking about therapy. Can a therapist tell you not to have crushes?
Or would a therapist say to let your... There's a Mary Oliver poem, and one of the lines in it is, let the soft animal of your heart love what it loves. I think that's the line.
Let the soft animal. But can't you change your heart if your heart is ultimately destroying you? Mary Oliver?
Yeah, well, Mary Oliver was much more wholesome. I think she's talking about, like, nature rather than fucking lots of people.
Yep. Oh, wow, I just matched with Mary Oliver.
Is she alive still?
I think every poet is dead.
That's interesting.
How fucked up is that?
I think Mary Oliver is still alive.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's still got it.
So maybe Jake is right. Maybe you're not ready for this monogamy thing. Uh-oh. Not that you're not built for it, but you're not ready for it now.
Let the soft animal of your body. Sorry to interrupt.
Soft animal of your body. Love what it loves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
The soft animal of your body. She's saying that this guy's not ripped or anything, that he's a little fucking teddy bear.
I think so.
I think Mary Oliver needs a fucking stud.
Yeah, well, she died in 2009.
I'm so pretty fucking sorry to hear that.
No, she's alive.
That's amazing.
She's 81. Good for Mary!
And you know what? She's a fox to me. So you're not an asshole. It is a common thing. Some people not built for monogamy. Maybe some people are not. Remember we had Gabby Dunn on recently. She said she's not built for monogamy.
It's totally possible to not be built for monogamy.
Maybe there's a polyamory.
I think there's a girl someday that's going to really make you turn it off.
Yeah. A lady that's so good, she's better than having crushes.
Yeah. And it might be this girl, but it just might be in 4 years.
Hmm. Well,
who knows?
Let us know. Keep us posted.
Let the soft animal of your body love what it loves.
What else did you have to thank before we got the F out?
We got to thank the Topo Boy
for sending us some sweet swag. You had a Topo shirt in an Instagram post recently, and it
I got
was
mad Topo shirts. I love Topo. I'm wearing Topo shorts right now.
And they made a little unique URL for us.
Yeah, I don't know if it actually tracks anything, but you guys could check out Topo because it's just stuff that we wear.
Do you know the URL?
They sent us backpacks. Topo Designs, T-O-P-O, designs.com/if I were you.
So if you go to topodesigns.com/if I were you, you can check out what they have. It's like an outdoor adventure clothing and accessory site.
Yeah, dude. It's like mountain meets urban, classic meets modern, outdoor, fashion. Lifetime warranty. Shout out to John. Thanks for the backpacks, boss. Keep the shirts coming. Keep the shorts coming. Hell, I need a bathing suit and I want a hat.
I want a knife and a fucking short. I really want a kayak and a hog.
I want a tent and a lunchbox and a hammock and a slap on the ass, John.
I want a pail and a vest, bitch. Oh, he no longer is sending us anything.
Of course. They took down the URL.
Nor do we deserve it. I want a fleece and a kiss on the fucking palate expander. Ya bish. All right. This has been a fun week. We're going to be in Montreal. I don't know what
starting
else to
tomorrow.
Say. Starting tomorrow.
A.K.A. today, America, if you're listening to this.
America was nice, but we're going to give Canada a try. And we're coming with a lot of our friends. So check us out there. And if you live far, far away, hell, we'll be back on the podcast, as always, every Monday. Toda for listening. If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, send them all over to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Ooh, Teddy Weeks opened us up with a Jake-themed theme song, and he's going to close it with an Amir-themed theme song.
Whoa.
So thanks to Teddy. Thanks to everybody for writing in. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back soon. Toda, au revoir, as they say in Montreal. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bonjour.
Jake and Amir, but mostly Amir, who does all the hard stuff that lets us all hear the wonderful podcast he's in called If I Were You with Amir. Open your mind and open your ears to the sagely wisdom to which we adhere. From only Amir, never from Jake. You should only take Amir's and Thomas Middleditch's.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.